especially after supper. Il est charmant, il n'a pas de sexe. He is charming, he has no sex, they said of him. Pierre was one of those retired gentlemen-in-waiting of whom there are hundreds good-humouredly ending their days in Moscow. How horrified he would have been 7 years before, when he first arrived from abroad, had he been told that there were no need for him to seek or plan anything, that his rut had long been shaped, eternally predetermined, and that, wriggle as he might, he would be what all in his position were. He could not have believed it. Had he not at one time longed with all his heart to establish a republic in Russia, and then himself to be a Napoleon, and then to be a philosopher, and then a strategist and the conqueror of Napoleon? Had he not seen the possibility of, and passionately desired, the regeneration of the sinful human race, and its own progress to the highest degree of perfection? Had he not established schools and hospitals, and liberated his serfs? But instead of all that, here he was, the wealthy husband of an unfaithful wife, a retired gentleman-in-waiting, fond of eating and drinking and, as he unbuttoned his waistcoat, of abusing the government a bit, a member of the Moscow English Club, and a universal favourite in Moscow society. For a long time he could not reconcile himself to the idea that he was one of those same retired Moscow gentlemen-in-waiting, yet...